Technology cutover plan. Implementation of technologies requires delivery, checking, and acceptance of hardware and software, integration with existing systems, cutover from the old system to the new system, handover of deliverables and documents from the project team to operations professionals, formal user training, and ongoing support and maintenance. Prior to cutover, all testing of the technology that is possible prior to going live needs to have occurred. Users need to be fully trained on new processes. All of these tasks are accomplished using project management. The technology cutover plan details how the new technology will be activated and put into operations, and how the old technology will be retired. The cutover from an old to a new technology presents risk, and so should feature formal planning. Depending on the complexity, rehearsals may be needed. Determining the best technology cutover method involves deciding between trade-offs. One method is to set a go-live date. The migration of data, switching of interfaces, final testing, and going live occur on a tight schedule. Users start using the new processes. The old system is retired. Hardware might be installed and set up in advance if it will not occupy the same space as the old hardware. This method can be efficient but has risks of downtime. For example, customers cannot use the system, plant shutdown, etc., if any critical task fails. Failure would involve backing out of the plan and turning the old system back on. So the cutover plan should have a process for this as well. A lower risk but more expensive method involves fully maintaining the old technology or system during a cutover period while the new technology is also being used. In the case of software, data would need to be entered in both systems. The benefit is that if something goes wrong, the old system is still usable. The systems can also be compared to see if the same outputs are achieved. However, this duplicates labor, and qualified staff may not necessarily be available or may need to work overtime. In the case of shop floor equipment, if there is space to keep an old system available for use, this could serve as an alternate work center. Use of that space is an opportunity cost. A third option is a rolling cutover, where implementation occurs in phases, such as at one site at a time if the technology needs to be implemented at multiple sites. This method can allow the implementation team to be smaller, because the same implementation and training staff can move from site to site. It also reduces risk, because a failure will be localized and lessons learned from prior phases can improve the process.